Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So Chris Rock has decided not to talk about the slap.
Not until there's some money involved, apparently.
I see.
He was appearing in Palm Springs over the weekend, currently doing a stand-up tour that'll come to the Chicago Theater in October. But he was in Palm Springs and told the crowd there, "I'm not talking about that until I get paid," which leads many of us to believe what he's waiting for is a network, maybe Netflix, maybe Oprah, maybe somebody to say, "We will pay you X amount of dollars if you do this interview for us." That does happen with, you know, big, high-profile kind of people. So sounds like that's when we're going to hear Chris Rock talking about this. In the meantime, Will Smith's 10-year ban from the Oscar was the subject of jokes on SNL's Weekend Update. Will Smith's daughter appeared on SNL with the musical guest Camila Cabello. Willow Smith was playing guitar, very interestingly, with her hair shaved off, looking very much like her mom, Jada Pinkett Smith.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And Jennifer Lopez is showing off some bling, isn't she?
She is. She's got a brand new engagement ring. That was the big entertainment news over the weekend. I like to just remind celebrities that, you know, I'm off on the weekends. And I would appreciate if you would not break big entertainment news on, you know, if I'm shopping at the Jewel, I can't stop and cover your story if I'm in the middle of thumping a cantaloupe, if you will. But Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck announced they are engaged again, and Jennifer shared the news along with a video of what appears to be a beautiful green engagement ring. This was on her online newsletter called On the J-Lo, where she explained that the green stone set on a silver band has special meaning to her. Green is her lucky color. So all of this comes about a year after the couple rekindled their romance. They first went together in 2002, broke it off in 2004. They've been back together again now for about a year, and looks like wedding will be the next big news that they'll probably do on a Saturday on my day off.
and use it to hype their social media. She wisely decided to use to use this as a way to get more business for her newsletter.
Get more looks on her gram or whatever it's called.
That's how it works these days. Let's see. What exactly are these Olivier Awards?
Olivier Awards would be the equivalent of a Tony Award. In London, for London's West End, it's excellence in theatrical work on stage. And the big winner, they had the Olivier Awards last night, and a revival of cabaret that's been open just since December there swept the awards. Eddie Redmayne, who is an Academy Award winner, a huge movie star. He's got this Harry Potter prequel movie that's going to be coming out in a couple of weeks. He won an Olivier Award. The show won 7 awards, including Best Musical Revival, Best Actress in a Musical, all kinds of awards. So the big news out of London, Cabaret. Cabaret still going strong after all these years, still a force wherever it is performed.
Dean, this was quite a unique performance from Julian Lennon, wasn't it?
Julian Lennon is the 59-year-old son of the late Beatles legend John Lennon, son of John and his first wife, Cynthia Lennon. He had a couple of hit songs, but he has never, ever performed his father's song Imagine, ever. And he said decades ago that he would never perform that song, but over the weekend said that the bloodshed in Ukraine convinced him to break that vow. This was the result.
Imagine all the people living life in peace. say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will be as one.
Those words really hit home now, don't they?
Aren't they? Especially poignant. I'm also struck by how much Julian sounds exactly like his dad. Very, very similar style of singing. But he sang this for a global citizens social media rally called Stand Up for Ukraine that took place over the weekend in Warsaw on Saturday. Julian said this was the first time that he ever performed the song publicly. The lyrics reflect our collective desire for peace worldwide. At this event that took place in Warsaw on Saturday, they raised $10 billion in pledges for Ukrainian refugees. This is a beautiful version of the song, and it gives me goosebumps. It's beautiful, and it makes me cry at the same time.
Good for him for doing that. Let's talk about Sam Elliott. Sounds like he has come to his senses, huh?
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, I think actually it's about a month ago, it was before the Academy Awards, Sam Elliott was talking about this award-winning Western, The Power of the Dog. It had more Oscar nominations than any other movie going into it. But Sam Elliott said he attacked the director, Jane Campion, who won for Best Director. He attacked the portrayals of masculinity in the film and sexuality in the film. But this past weekend said in an interview that his comments were not very articulate. He said, "I said things that hurt people, and I feel terrible about it." He apologized to Campion, to the cast of the movie, including his friend Benedict Cumberbatch, and also to the LGBTQ community for his hurtful words.
That Johnny Depp trial starts today. What can we expect here, Dean?
We love a good defamation trial.
Don't we?
That's going to start today. I forget when this was. It's, I think, a couple of years ago now that Johnny Depp's estranged wife, Amber Heard, wrote an op-ed piece talking about being a victim of sexual violence at Johnny Depp's hands. And Depp is saying that that cost him acting roles, it hurt his career, and he is suing her for $50 million. So that trial will begin today. Jury selection will begin today. There are supposed to be lots of other celebrities who are going to be testifying in this, including James Franco and Paul Bettany and Elon Musk.
Wow.
At the beginning.
Sounds like you had some fun with Molly Shannon.
She's the greatest. She has a new memoir that's out that's called Hello Molly that tells some hilarious personal stories. Her life at SNL, her life in being a comedian, and also some really difficult stories that she tells about losing her mom in a car accident, her mom and two other family members in a car accident that she was in. She was in the car and only came out with injuries, but the accident killed her mom and killed her sister and a cousin. And it's a tragic story, but how she overcomes the adversity is really very interesting in this book. Molly is going to be appearing at the Harris Theater on Randolph Street this coming Wednesday night as part of the Chicago Humanities Festival. I did a little Zoom chat with her, and she reminisced about her SNL days and her most famous character.
Mary Catherine Gallagher, that character is more pulled from me. I kind of exaggerated how I felt when I was a kid and just made it a character, kind of an anxious, very energetic, accident-prone girl. It's based on me and a little bit my friend Anne Ramp, who were in real life. She had a lazy eye and she had surgery to get it corrected. So, but before the surgery, she always had to wear an eye patch.
Do you miss Saturday night comes around and, you know, you're sitting at home like the rest of us instead of being down at 30 Rock?
That's so funny. No, I don't miss it because I love my time there. But now I have children. I have my daughter Stella and my son Nolan. They're teenagers, and I have such a different life in California. And that job would be hard with kids because you stay up so late and you're writing till 4 o'clock in the morning. And it's almost like being like a doctor on call at a hospital. You're like working a lot.
Yeah, so you can still get tickets to see Molly Shannon Wednesday night, Harris Theater downtown. If you go to ChicagoHumanities.org, you can get all the info.
Our best to Mary Catherine Gallagher.
Superstar.
Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.